This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 28th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Around 30 Chinese communist officials broke into the Bible Reformed Church in the Guangdong province, interrupting Pastor Huang's Yanning in the middle of his sermon. The pastor and three other believers were detained for hours, and the church was fined nearly $8,000 for not being registered with the government. The pastor said he did not fear being fined or imprisoned, since, quote, "I never even feared death," end quote. Matthew 10:28 says, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Evangelical Ministry Leading the Way has handed out over 116,000 navigator devices in 25 languages. The solar-powered devices contain audio Bibles and messages from founder Dr. Michael Youssef. Partners with Leading the Way recently visited the home of a blind Iraqi refugee in Jordan named Fadhil. With the help of a navigator device, Fadhil has memorized 87 chapters of the Bible. Amazing. One partner said, quote, "Fadhil is someone who would seem unremarkable by the ways of the world, but God reveals himself through the poor and the humble," end quote. Yesterday, Britain's Court of Appeals upheld a previous court decision that assisted suicide is incompatible with human rights. The case was brought by Noel Conway, a terminally ill 68-year-old man with motor neuron disease, who was trying to overturn the United Kingdom's ban on assisted suicide. Confidence in Sweden's welfare system is dwindling, reports Bloomberg. Sweden provides highly subsidized health care, free education, and even a year of paid parental leave. But a Demoscope survey found that 45% of respondents in Sweden this year think taxes are too high, up from 27% in 2014. Meanwhile, residents are expressing discontent with government services involving security and health care. Justice Anthony Kennedy announced his retirement from the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday, giving President Donald Trump a second opportunity to fill a seat on the court. Nominated by President Ronald Reagan, Kennedy has been a swing vote in controversial cases. Kennedy supported abortion by upholding Roe v. Wade in 1992 and wrote the majority opinion in the 2015 Obergefell v. Hodges case, which legalized faux homosexual marriage. The Worldview spoke to constitutional attorney Jenna Ellis about Kennedy's resignation.
This is a very, very significant win. It is a, as you said, momentous occasion because the courts now will have the opportunity to have a majority of actual originalists and people who are on the court that will not pick winners and losers based on policy interests, but rather faithfully adhere to their oath of office.
Proverbs 21:1 says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes." The recent Republican tax code imposes a 21% tax on certain types of benefits provided to employees of historically tax-exempt organizations like churches, synagogues, and other nonprofits. Over 600 churches and other groups have signed a petition for the tax to be repealed, reports Politico. The Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability has put the petition into circulation. The group's chairman, Mike Batts, denounced the new code as a kind of, quote, "income tax on the church," end quote. Marvel Studios head Kevin Feige spoke to The Playlist in an interview Monday to promote this month's Ant-Man and the Wasp. Feige said that characters living sexually perverted lifestyles were coming to the Marvel Cinematic Universe at some point. Homosexual activists have attacked Marvel for cutting scenes from films that identify certain characters with these perversions. 1 Corinthians 15:33-34 says, "Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Become sober-minded as you ought, and stop sinning. For some have no knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." And finally, Engine 642 firefighters in West Henrietta, New York, responded to a call about an accident last week with the pizza delivery car. Firefighters ensured the driver was safely loaded into an ambulance before delivering the pizza to the intended customer just down the road. Days after the incident, Henrietta's fire department continued its service by changing a flat tire for an elderly couple on the side of the highway. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, June 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.